The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
During this sitting, we'll begin again in a similar way that we began the last sitting, through beginning with relaxation to set the ground and then gently encouraging the attention to attend to a particular area of the body as it breathes. And then we will expand beyond that and actually explore various areas of the body and how we experience the breathing in those areas of the body. So settling into your body, and the present moment. Perhaps through taking a couple of deeper breaths to remind yourself that this will be a period of breath meditation. And especially allowing the mind to connect to the energizing qualities of the in-breath and the relaxing qualities of the out-breath. Every breath tends to balance our energies. And this balance of energy is very helpful as we settle into and attune our attention to the breathing. So allowing the breathing to return to normal. And take a few minutes to notice or recognize whether there's any tension in the body. Just scanning through the experience of the body in a very soft, gentle way and noticing where there may be some tension. Seeing if you can soften and relax around that tension. And if it helps you in softening and relaxing around that tension, you can think of breathing through those areas or breathing into those areas, allowing the breath to gently do its work to support a relaxation. And noticing, too, whether this relaxation of body supports a relaxation of the mind. And having relaxed the body consciously, if it's helpful, using a request to see if there can be a little bit more releasing, relaxing, and letting go. May the body relax. Noticing whether there's a response in the mind and the body to this request, and just hanging out with that response for a few moments, or as long as it feels like it lasts, as long as you can stay connected with it. And then perhaps requesting again. May the body relax. May the mind relax. From this base of relaxation, whenever you feel like the mind and body are ready, inviting the experience of breathing into this field of attention, into this relaxed area of the experience, this relaxed container. May the attention rest with the breathing. Allowing the attention, the awareness to be broad and relaxed, not pushing away any other experiences, but staying connected to the experience of breathing. Allowing the experience of breathing to encompass and include other aspects of your experience. Breathing in and around and through what you might consider distractions. Staying connected with the experience of breathing. If you find it helpful to use the image of peripheral attention to the breathing, of not looking directly at the breathing, but as if you were looking at it through your peripheral attention, allow that to support your connection with the breathing in this soft, relaxed way. If you notice that the mind gets tense in turning the attention towards the breathing, reconnecting with relaxation, relaxing back, letting go of any focus or tightness around the attention. And again, inviting the breathing to come into the field of awareness. And allowing that experience of breathing to get really big. Whether you're paying attention at the nostrils or in the mouth or the throat, or the sternum, or the abdomen. Allow the experience of breathing to expand, to fill the field of awareness. And allowing the field of awareness to be as big as it can, taking up the whole room and beyond. Relax. When you notice the wandering mind, check in and see if that experience of wandering has impacted your experience of tension or relaxation. If the body and mind have become tense because of the mind's thinking process, reconnect with relaxation, taking as much time as you need to do that. Perhaps noticing where in the body the tension is particularly strong and releasing, relaxing in that area. Or if the wandering mind has actually increased the relaxation, connect to that. And gently inclining the mind again towards the experience of breathing. Inviting the breathing into the awareness. Including the breathing in the awareness. But not necessarily excluding other things. Keeping the attention tuned to the breathing, but not tightening around it. Encouraging the breathing to become comfortable, either through a conscious adjustment of the breathing, making it a little longer or shorter on the in-breath or the out-breath, seeing how that impacts your experience. Or if you find it helpful, rather than intentionally adjusting the breathing, request the breathing to become comfortable. May the body relax. May the breathing become comfortable. Now I'd like to suggest that you follow along while we explore various areas of the body with this breathing process. We'll begin with the areas where the breathing is most obvious in the body. So let's start in the abdomen, the area of the abdomen. Starting with relaxation, not trying to force the attention to the area of the abdomen, but settling back with that broad, relaxed attention and inviting the area of the abdomen to come into the field of awareness. Noticing how the experience of breathing manifests in that area. If it feels like the sensations are subtle, it may be counterintuitive, but rather than trying harder to see the experience of subtle breathing, relax. Don't try so hard to look directly at the experience. Let the experience present itself to you. Once you have located that area of your body and connected with the breathing process around it, encourage it, incline it towards comfort. What would be the most comfortable way to breathe in that area? It's another way of working with the requests to ask the question. What would be the most comfortable way to breathe right now? Relax and invite the attention to now take in the experience at the sternum, the tip of the breastbone, inviting that experience into this broad, relaxed attention. And again, noticing how the experience of breathing presents itself in that area. Keeping the attention connected with that area, but not forced to that area. Relaxing and seeing what experience presents itself, rather than trying to find or figure out what the experience is. Clearly knowing the in-breath, clearly knowing the out-breath. And again, inclining, encouraging, comfortable breathing at the sternum. What would be the most comfortable way to breathe? At this time. Relax and allow the attention to take in the area at the base of the throat, inside the throat. Allowing that area to expand and fill the field of awareness. And noticing how the experience of breathing manifests deep inside the throat. Encouraging the breathing to become comfortable here. What kind of breathing would be most comfortable right now? And noticing how the breathing responds. Relaxing, allowing the attention, inviting into the attention, the experience inside your mouth. Perhaps the roof of your mouth, which is an area the breathing can be quite obvious. Allowing that experience to fill the field of awareness. Taking in the experience of breathing as it presents itself in your mouth. and encouraging the breathing to become comfortable in this area, either through consciously changing the way you're breathing, if that's appropriate for you, or again through asking, requesting the breathing to become comfortable. May the breathing be a little more comfortable. What kind of breathing would be most comfortable right now? Relaxing and inviting into the field of attention the experience in your nostrils, at the tip of your nose, locating that area of your body in your attention with this relaxed, broad focus. And noticing how the breathing manifests at the tip of your nose. Relax. Much easier to find the experience of breathing when we're not trying to find it. What kind of breathing would be most comfortable in this moment? Relax, allowing your attention to take in the area of your upper back, allowing the attention to rest in that area, and noticing whether you experience the manifestation of breathing in your upper back. Again, not trying hard to find it. Relaxing, opening to what experience of breathing might be present for you. And what kind of breathing would be most comfortable in this moment? Relax. Invite into your attention your middle and lower back, from your rib cage all the way down to your hips. Allowing your attention to just locate that area, relaxed, in a relaxed way. And see if, perhaps through the peripheral attention, you might notice sensations of breathing in your middle and lower back. What kind of breathing would be most comfortable in this area? Relax. Allow the attention to settle in your left arm. Just locating the experience of arm, of the vibratory field of energy that we interpret as arm. And as you breathe, knowing you're breathing in, knowing you're breathing out, relax and see if there is an experience of breathing, related to breathing, in your left arm. At this point, it may be helpful to think about the breathing not as coming through the nostrils and into the lungs, but through the pores of your skin, through your nerves, what kind of breathing would be most comfortable? Relax. Again, it's easier to not try to find the experience exactly, but relax and just notice as you're breathing in, what happens to that vibratory experience that you call arm? Relax and take in the experience of your right arm. Connecting to locating that experience. Allowing that experience to come into this broad, relaxed attention. Noticing how the breathing impacts the right arm. What kind of breathing would be most comfortable? Relax and allow the experience of your left leg to come into the field of awareness. However you experience the sensations that you call leg, just allow the attention to rest with those sensations. And knowing that you're breathing in, notice how that experience of leg, the vibratory experience, pulsing, tingling, notice how or whether you can notice a connection to a change in that field of energy and the process of breathing. Again, if it's helpful, imagining the breathing, the breath coming in through the skin and the nerves of the leg. Relax. Kind of breathing would feel most comfortable? Relax. And invite into your attention the experience of your right leg. Allowing that experience to fill the field of awareness. And connecting again to the knowing of breathing in and out, noticing how the experience of your right leg is impacted by the process of breathing. Again, this may be very subtle, so not trying to find it, but staying connected with the breathing process and the experience of leg vibration, tingling, pulsing, weight, heaviness, density. And just opening to any changes that you experience in that area as a result of the breathing process. Allowing the breath to come in through the pores and all around the nerves of the leg. To end the meditation, again, relax and invite into your experience the experience of breathing where it is most comfortable for you to attend to the breathing, where it's most natural or the mind is most familiar with the experience. Take in that experience, keeping the attention broad as much as possible, allowing the attention to connect with the entire body, even as you rest in this area that's most comfortable for you. And again, encouraging comfortable breathing. What kind of breathing would be most comfortable for the entire body system? So we have some time for discussion now. I'll say a few words. I just have a few topics I want to explore a little bit. And one of these is the area of distraction, which I have alluded to in the guided meditations. If there's something happening in your body, strong sensation in your body, or something sound or strong thoughts, the first way to try to expand or to allow that and to not allow the distractedness to take over is to see if you can expand the attention to include or go beyond that, what we would call that distraction. If it's physical pain in the body, expanding to include that area and considering the breathing as going through that, around it. Likewise with sound. Allowing the attention to get really large, including that experience, and allowing the breath to come out and fill that awareness even further. We do have to use our own judgment around working with distraction, working with hindrances when states of mind get really strong, aversion or desire or sleepiness or restlessness, when those states get really strong. You can try, and I have found that one of the first ways that's most helpful for me to engage with those hindrances is to include them and stay connected with the breathing. You know, to not try to push away the hindrances, to not try to push away the sleepiness or the restlessness or the aversion, but just allow the breathing to expand to include that. So that the awareness of the hindrance and the awareness of the breathing are happening simultaneously. And I often find when I engage in that way that the hindrance more kind of will, if it's not too strong, will naturally dissipate. And then we're just left with a little bit more expanded breathing. But if the hindrance is quite strong, we need to use our own judgment, and this is part of the art of meditation, of learning when the hindrance is really pulling at us when the state of distraction is really pulling at us, and to use our mindfulness at that point to turn more fully to the hindrance, to work with that hindrance with mindfulness. So this is really, I can't tell you when to do this. It's an exploration and experimentation. I found myself that the practice of being inclusive and including the hindrance within the breathing can actually work quite often. That's a good first approach. But if you find that the mind just gets pulled in, that it's like so difficult to stay connected with the breathing at all, then perhaps it's time to start more directly working with it as a hindrance. Letting go of trying to stay with the breathing and just working with it as you would in your mindfulness practice, which may include, if the hindrance is really strong, that you get sucked into it, that it overwhelms you and you're not even able to be mindful of it, turning your attention to something else in your experience. Now, the breath can be that other experience, but often perhaps with strong hindrances, strong mental experiences, particularly emotional mental experiences that are hindrances, anger or frustration or annoyance or hostility. If you tend to pay attention to the breathing in this area of the body, as most of us do, within the torso and around the nose, often the emotional impact, the bodily impact of the emotion is changing the experience of the breathing in those areas, and trying to turn the attention to the breathing in those areas can just end up sucking us right back into the emotion because the sensations of the emotion are still so strong in that area. So here's where some of the peripheral experience of breathing, the experience of breathing in the legs or the arms, you know, think about breathing through the soles of your feet instead of breathing in this area. If a hindrance is really strong, taking your attention down to the soles of your feet, think about the breath coming in the soles of your feet. Mostly strong emotions, you know, they may not have so much of an impact on the soles of your feet, so you can put your attention there and just see if you can connect to the experience of breathing down there. So I want to open it up for questions or comments, anything that... we're not quite done with the expanding into the broad attention. That last sitting was just the beginning flavor of what it might be like to open the attention to breathing in various parts of the body. How was it for you? Were you able to feel the breathing through the legs, the arms, the backs, the back? Yeah, Lori, why don't we use the mics?
I wanted to go back to the walking.
Okay.
And I found that part of the time I started to get a little too narrow in the walking, and then I would stop and just come back to the body and just kind of allow that to relax. Is there another way to work with that as I'm walking to expand that awareness to soften that narrowness?
It's experimentation on your part. There are ways to do that. So exploring it in your own experience, you might try connecting to the visual field or the feel of air around your body or something as you're moving. You know, come back to a broader attention, allowing the attention to relax and then see if the body can relax as the attention relaxes. It's really interesting, the connection between the mind and the body around this. We can either come at the exploration of relaxation through the body or through the mind. And at times one is more accessible to us than another. So, you know, in that experience, it sounds like you were using the body, the relaxation of body, to support the connection to the relaxation of mind. You can also see, play with, can I let the mind relax? Because it's kind of the mind that's getting tight. So can the mind relax back? And then invite again in the experience of breathing. So it's playing with the two aspects of the relaxation, the body, the mind. And again, it's experimentation. It's a lot of experimentation in this practice.
Yeah, because I was looking at opening up to, you know, sound and sight. But there was this, you know, this drivenness to want to still stay kind of narrow.
Uh-huh.
So I just found that, like, closing my eyes, coming back to the body, and then opening back up really kind of helped to
use that. Use that and experiment if you want to. I mean, you know, it's not necessary to keep walking. I mean, the object here is to stay connected with the breath in a relaxed way. So whatever supports that, go that direction. You know, we'll all find our own ways to maneuver this territory. And it's amazing how many different ways there are. I can't possibly have experienced them all. So, you know, working with it yourself. So thank you. Yeah, Bill.
At the beginning of the day, I think your instruction was to notice the impact of your breathing on your whole body. And that was too hard for me because that's just too much to notice and then also notice my breathing. I couldn't, it seemed like multitasking.
So I think, I'm not sure I said it exactly that way. It's possible.
What I'm encouraging
is an expansive awareness and allowing the breathing to fill that awareness at the beginning of the day. That's more the direction I was going. Not trying to expand it to the whole body just yet, but to have an expanded sense of awareness and then allowing that wherever you're paying attention, you know, whether it's here or here, rather than it feeling like you're narrowing down the attention to just this area, allow that experience of the breathing in that area to get as big as the field of awareness. You know, to that kind of relaxed, broad awareness, can you allow, you could think of it almost as, Gil used an analogy of how on a, you know, the computer when you zoom in, how the image kind of gets large, you know, it's like the image comes to you and gets large. It's that kind of a thing that not trying to narrow down the awareness to block everything else out, but the awareness is kind of taking in a whole range of experience and allow the breathing to expand out, to go around all the hearing, all the body sensations, all that whatever you're experiencing here can get really large. So, yeah, I mean, it is hard to go to the experience of breathing in full body. That's why I'm kind of doing it in steps.
Well, and just very recently, noticing the impact of my breathing on my arm or my leg, that was hard in a different way because the arm seems so disconnected from the breathing, but with patience and if I get still enough, I can notice a little bit, and that was much better for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it does take time. I mean, that kind of exploration that we did, taking in various parts of the body. There's different ways to do this expanding out of attention and taking in more and more parts of the body. And I'll do a different approach on the next sitting. But if this approach works for you to kind of take it in small bits, you can even take it in smaller bits. You could just go to your hand. Okay, how about the hand? You know, how about the lower arm? How about the neck? You know, so I was doing it in larger chunks because we had a limited time for the sitting. So you can do this kind of exploration over and over and over again to start, to get familiar with how the breathing can be felt in various areas of the body. And so for some period of time, if you want to engage in this practice, that's a good way to begin. Just, okay, how does it feel here? And can it feel comfortable in that part of the body? And then moving on to another area. How does it feel there? You can do that a lot. That's kind of the ground of this learning how to connect with the body. And over time, you start to learn how you can connect up the areas.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. As you get sensitized to these individual parts, maybe the experience, it's easier for your awareness to expand.
Yes, yeah. And we'll do it in a kind of expanding way in the next sitting, so that it's, we'll see, you know, we'll just come at it from a different direction in the next sitting.
I don't quite understand what the word comfortable, how to apply that to
the comfortable part.
Yeah, in this mm-hmm. and so in the sitting, I kind of I don't know how to apply comfortable. So I was kind of just try to practice like metta toward my left arm.
Uh-huh.
And,
uh-huh. 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 And did that shift your experience?
Yes, it seems like then I feel a stronger connection to the left arm, and it seems like attention. It makes it easier to have the attention stay on that,
uh-huh.
in that area.
Uh-huh. Great, that sounds great. Again, creativity here in terms of exploring this. The comfortable aspect, you know, for me, it's kind of... in the area of this part of the body, it's more obvious what comfortable breathing is. And it's something that, it's kind of like a koan a little bit to begin with, this exploration of comfortableness. Because at first it's like, okay, well, yeah, that feels pretty comfortable. You know, it doesn't feel like it's too tight. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of constriction. It just feels like it's flowing. So, you know, I mean, it's obvious when it's really uncomfortable. If, like, there's a constriction in your throat and you're trying to breathe through that, you know, it's like, well, it's obvious that it's uncomfortable. And can you relax that tension a little bit and allow the breathing, you asking the question, what would be more comfortable? Would that help to release that tension? And so, you know, initially it's just kind of the general level of, well, is there ease or tension? Is it basically a comfortable breathing? You know, does it feel like it's flowing, or does it feel like it's held or tight anywhere? And I found the more and more that I do this practice that it's like at one point I remember reporting to Tan Jeff, I said, well, you know, there's comfortable breath, and then there's really comfortable breath, you know. And what, for me, that is that the mind actually does a little bit more relaxation. It's the mind that actually creates the comfort. And when the mind and the breathing really come into sync, it feels really, really comfortable. And there's a... You know, at one point I was saying, well, it's taking me a lot longer to get to the comfortable breathing, but then, you know, it's a different level of comfort that I was becoming familiar with. And so our understanding of what that comfort is changes as we begin to explore this. So initially, just looking at it as whatever feels most obviously comfortable to you, and keeping in touch with that feeling of comfort, you may start to notice some shifts. As your mind settles in a little bit more, you might start to, oh, wow, that's really comfortable. You know, that way of experiencing is really comfortable. In the arms and in the legs, kind of an imagination of what's comfortable for the nervous system is kind of how I explore it. You know, it's like, okay, you know, it's like just a soft, gentle wind going over my nerves or something, as a kind of a, almost an image to support that feeling of comfort. But I like your metta idea. That's great. I mean, using that sounds wonderful.
So initially, when there's a tension, it's, you know, it's kind of easy to get pay attention to and try to relax that. And then, but after a while, when the tension goes away, then the area just feels warm and fuzzy, and it's difficult to keep attention on.
So that's again where using for me, when that starts to happen, using for me those requests is helpful. Rather than trying to force the attention to stay with it, it's like, may the attention stay connected. May the attention stay connected. So that it's a softer kind of request. And just tuning your the frequency of that request to how hard it is, you know, how frequently the mind wants to wander from it. Another way to work with that is that essentially what's happening is that the sensations are becoming more subtle because there's relaxation, and so there's not the obvious tension holding. And when the sensations are more subtle, it's harder to connect with them. Now, they're just not quite so obvious to the mind. And paradoxically, it's easier to connect to subtle sensations by relaxing. And almost, again, it's kind of like that peripheral vision thing. I don't know whether you've ever noticed this. I mean, this is a kind of a way that our eyes work. If you want to look at a star in the sky, and it's a kind of a dim star, if you look directly at it, you can't find it. It's like the way that the middle of the eye works doesn't take in light that is that dim. But if you turn your attention a little to the side of where that star is, it will pop into focus. You'll be able to see it when you're not looking at it directly. It's kind of like you have to relax and let that sight come in through the peripheral vision. And it's similar with subtle sensations in the body. It's similar with subtle sensations in the body that if you try to turn your attention directly to them, it's like they disappear. But if you relax and have the awareness just kind of taking in that area and being interested in, well, okay, how is that area feeling the breathing? You know, kind of just letting the attention rest there without trying to hold it there, kind of relaxing back, the subtler sensations can become more apparent when you're not trying so hard. It's a really paradoxical kind of thing. So exploring that aspect of the attention too. It's like, you know, our habitual way, the way that we're trained in our daily lives, when we want to pay attention to something and understand it more clearly, is to narrow down. And this, when we're trying to pay attention to something that's getting really subtle, relaxing is the path. In fact, the practice of concentration is a practice of relaxation. It's really quite interesting to explore it from that perspective. Thank you.
I just noticed for myself, I've noticed this in the past, with the focus narrowing and widening, it's almost like watching a painting. You go to a painting very up close, and then you go far away, and you get a completely different perspective. It's still a painting, it's still a sensation, but whether or not it's a point or a leg, and then or other aspects, it's you're just moving your focus in and out.
Right. And sometimes, I mean, that moving the focus in and out, there's the idea kind of, you know, kind of like a camera lens that you can do that with, you know, from the wide angle to the narrow, kind of that kind of thing. And there's different ways to explore that in your mind. It can either be the sense that the mind is doing that widening and narrowing, or it can be in the object. You can kind of have it in the object and kind of allow it to be the object that's doing the getting big or
pulling away. And at different times in my practice, I find one or the other to be more natural and easier. So, you know, just exploring. If you find a tension in your mind when you try to focus.
Well, focus is actually a problematic word for me, because in focus, the notion that triggers focus is a tightening.
It is.
So I don't use. I shouldn't use focus anymore. It's more of a. I broaden the sensing of the sensation. I try to go into this senses as opposed to a notion of a focus.
Right, right. It's more like allowing that to come into more relief.
Right.
That particular experience to come into more relief.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for me too, the idea of the mind focusing on something,
it's really
has you know, an impact on the mind that makes it tense. So I tend to try to keep the mind as broad and relaxed as I can, and just allowing the object to get big, you know, a sense of the breathing getting really big, as a way of attending to it more closely. So yeah. And again, we all have our own pathways to exploring this, and so it sounds like you're finding your own ways. So that's great.
I think I find it a little bit more easy to feel the breath, and at the same time, kind of the peripheral aspect of this around sensations in the body, or smells, or hearing things. What I've found really distracting is the noting the mind, the noting or the ideas that come up in my mind, and it feels as though I can't take the same approach to thoughts. So like they're more powerful or something.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we can use the mind, you know, that if the mind tends to be thinking a lot, then bringing the mind into the experience through thinking about the breath, to actually include it that way, you know, to recognize, okay, I'm breathing in right now, I'm breathing out right now. If your mind is pretty active, to kind of harness that energy towards actually thinking about the breath, that kind of brings it into the domain of the practice. Another way is to see if you can just simply let go of thoughts. You know, if they've got a strong pull to them, do they have an emotional pull or a?
It depends on the thought. I think I was noticing sometimes the thought is just, oh, I want to. This is something I want to tell my friend about that I experienced. You know, and so it'll become like a thought.
Uh-huh.
And then other times it will be a thought that's triggering an emotion. Like I'll think about something that. That brings an emotion and a sensation in the body, and fear or anger or something.
Right, so if it's the emotional side, then you can turn your attention to the bodily experience mm-hmm. around it, and generally the thoughts around the emotions will dissipate when the emotion is being paid attention to bodily. Mm-hmm. With the other kinds of thoughts, when you notice them, you know, whether it's just in the arising of that, oh, I'd like to tell my friend this, or whether you're already describing the whole experience to your friend, you're already there doing that discussion, wherever you wake up in that, just in that process of waking up in that, notice whether there has been tension or first checking is, has there been tension created in the mind and body as a result of that thinking having happened? And as I said in one of the guided meditations, it can be, very often there is tension that's created, but there also can be a kind of thought where it's more just a kind of a drifting thinking. It's more like you've lost track of the meditation, but there's nothing particularly pulling you away. It's just you just drift out into outer space. And when you wake up into that drifting out in outer space, often there's actually more relaxation. So if immediately your response is, oh, I've been drifting, I got to come back, you're adding tension to the situation. So in the moment of waking up, in the moment of remembering and coming back into awareness, just take in, what's the climate of the mind and body right now? If there's tension, allow that to be the, you know, the softening of that, to reconnect to the body, to be the experience, you know, that's where you turn to first. If it's more of the relaxation, see if you can allow your awareness to expand to include the relaxation that has arisen. And then again, bringing in the breath. Now, often with the thoughts, you know, sometimes the thoughts will just come and go. If they're just blips, just let them go, you know. Just, it's like, oh yeah, so you had a thought, you know, big deal. You know, just keep breathing. So it's time for lunch. And we'll have an hour and 15 minutes for lunch. And if a few people would like to help, we can pull out some tables and a few chairs for people who'd like to eat inside. And if you'd like to eat outside, you can eat on the benches or you know, sit on the steps or whatever. But you're also welcome to take...